Good morning. What is it? 7:59, that's it. 7:59 on Thursday, February the 19th. It says here 27 degrees. I think that's about right, 27, 28. That's quite chilly, below freezing. Sun's out. There's a lot of high thin clouds. Well, actually, there's a lot more high thin clouds than there were half an hour ago. 20 minutes ago when I started. Well, that's come up fast. Holy crap. So, more words yesterday. Again, not my usual pace, but stories beginning to come together slowly, painfully. It's not the most difficult story I've ever written. That was undoubtedly the story of Greedock the Splithead. But yeah, we're coming along. We're doing good. We're cruising up around 12,000, 13,000 words, somewhere in there. My hips are killing me this morning. I'm not quite sure exactly what the problem is. I'm trying to move along so I can get home and get settled for the morning. I had a cup of coffee. Could use another one. And I need to get moving on my next story on Kip Grace. I don't really have a lot to talk about today. It's I've been reading, I've been still reading John Bowers. It's, I can't decide if I really like it or I'm just interested in how he's proceeding. It's very much military science fiction. It's very much this last one was all space battles. He's getting better, I'll give him that. He's getting a lot better. It's not quite so cliched. The bad guys are still... And I have to be careful when I'm casting aspersions on his bad guys, because my bad guys are really pretty much cliches as well. I think the only thing they lack is a black hat, but... Well, we made progress on the child front yesterday. We got her registered in the school district's online academy. Or we've got the paperwork anyway. We'll get that submitted today. Yeah. I don't know if slowing down will help or not, but boy, I'm hurting. I'm not talking, I'm barely walking. Oy. So, February 19th. Really? Is that what I just said? Yeah, I think that's what I said. Thursday. Trash day, trash is out. Got on 4 layers of clothes, trying to stay warm here. Fingers are still cold. Oh, Lords of Space is out. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day. Michael Wallace's sequel to Starship Blackbeard. Lords of Space is out. I've picked up my copy. I didn't even bother with a sample. I know I'm going to like it. I'm afraid he's going to cliff me at the end, but... I will say that Bowers did not cliffhanger me on this latest work. There was a semi-cliff in the last one. I think it would have been better if he'd left the last chapter off the last book. But I went ahead and got book 3, I think it is, which I finished. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. School bus coming. Oh, and I bet I meet that school bus again around the corner here. So anyway, I've been chipping away at the story. I threw the old man in the mix just to get everything back. I've got Angela Perrano taking over from Jimmy, who is going to be going to Dunsany Roads to take over as CEO of Perrano in a month, which is probably another interesting story. So what's the rush? The old man's only 110. He's got a good another 20, 30 years. But all of a sudden, another clear blue sky. What's going on? Oh, there's a school bus again. I've made the turn eastward, so I've got almost a half a mile of clear visibility due east down one of the main streets here. And sure enough, the school bus came through. I'll probably see it again before. There's a student in a wheelchair just down the street here a little bit, and I see him getting on and off the school bus. I'm gonna post kind of a half-headed swing at it this morning. Half-hearted swing. I'm gonna take my gloves off. See if cold fingers will distract me from my aching hips. My God, I can't believe how sore they are this morning, and I can't really figure out why. Pull my pants up a little, see if I can get the waistband off my hip bones. Okay, that might be rushing the season a little bit. There's a house here that's decorated with shamrocks. St. Patty's Day is next month, I know, but that's still like a month away. So I did get a good night's sleep last night. That was one of my goals. Kid didn't have rehearsal last night. She didn't have to go to rehearsal, so I went to bed at 9:30. I was asleep by 10. Generally, I'm not even in bed before 10:30, so that was a nice little bonus. Slept through till 5. I'm not sure why I wake up. Some loud noise. But I was awake before, or it had gone before I had fully awakened, so I didn't really have it down too well. There's the school bus again. Student safely aboard. He'll be coming by me here in a minute. No, going back the other way. There's a decent breeze blowing, but I can hear the railroad train. The lonesome whistle and call, as they say. There's a steam plume coming up off a chimney right here that's being pushed straight over flat. So I know there's wind. Maybe the wind is blowing the sound toward me. It's coming from that direction, so quite likely. So yeah, yesterday was sort of a non-day, other than, you know, I had to take the kid over to school and then over to therapy. It was kind of a long day. I did get my words in. I got some words in, 1600. Not a lot, but that'll be enough for NaNoWriMo. I really need to get back on the 5,000 word horse. Because if I was doing 5,000 words a day, this book would be coming together a lot faster. And I've stopped trying to direct the story. I've stopped trying to say, oh, well, we need to go in this direction or we need to go in that direction. I've stopped altogether. I've got Angela and Jimmy and the old man, Tony. Jimmy has an assistant director now. His name is Adrian. Haven't really seen much of Adrian. Adrienne. It's been 30 years and very little has changed in Jimmy and Tony's life. They've put up a bunch of these small floating platforms to fish off from, and now they've started to crumble and break. Nobody's really sure why. So, I know why. I've built into this much, at least. I've done a lot of research into various kinds of concrete and the reactions of concrete with hostile environments like seawater. Just undone both of my jackets to try to get a little more comfort here. The sun shining on me has amped up the temperature quite nicely. Between the fleece, the windbreaker, the parka, the thermal long johns, it's probably above freezing now, because I'm not freezing anymore. I take the hood off, but it's got my microphone chipped to it, and then I'll be getting back to the house here in a minute, so. I'll be able to settle in with a fresh cup of coffee and today's word processing document and see how far I can go today. But at least I got out and I walked. And I talked. And barring something technical being wrong with the file, you'll hear me whining about my hips. I'm sure that's going to be just scintillating. Ah, well. It is what it is. Okay. 8:19. So about 20 minutes on the last half. I don't have Endomondo running, so I don't know for sure. I don't really care. 20 minutes on the file. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.